So, you know, every huge vendor built that Salesforce. You know, Cisco built that, and IBM built that, and Microsoft and Google. Why don't we build it just once, but let every startup around the world use that?
Okay, we are recording. This is another episode of the Automate and Grow podcast. My guest today is Noam Wiseman from Hunters.io. And Hunters is the first platform that I've seen anyway that is trying to really create like a marketplace for B2B introductions. Is that a good way to describe it, Noam?
It's a perfect way to describe it. And you know what we do is we connect startups to large enterprises through the business networks of freelancers, and those are usually past employees or sales professionals. We call them hunters. And the model is pretty simple. You know, startups pay a fee for the service, and hunters are compensated for every introduction that they make.
Interesting. So you've basically created like a two-sided marketplace, but you're trying to attack a problem that I think you are highlighting, where if you're a small or a startup company, it's really tough to and expensive to get into enterprises, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is exactly it. After being for 15 years in all sorts of sales and business positions, I've done that for large enterprises and corporates, and I've done that for startups. And my last position was with Cisco. I had a product management and business development group for the IoT security division. And, we were like a small, well-funded startup within Cisco building cybersecurity solutions for the IoT world. And outside of Cisco, there were many other startups that built pretty much the same products trying to sell to the same customers. But we were much more successful than them selling our products in year one. And it's not because Cisco had such a great brand in IoT security. They actually didn't have that. It was just the way that we could go to market. So we were able to use this huge sales force that Cisco has. What we would do is, you know, if I wanted to go and sell my services to the Italian power company, I would search for the person that is working on NL, and I would send him an email and ask for an introduction. Now, this guy could ignore my email or could politely say no, you know, busy with other things, or he could go ahead and make the introduction. And once he did, he would take a step back and we would go and sell IoT security because that guy didn't know what that is. We probably sold a router or a switch for about $100 million a year ago.
Those are big switches.
That's Cisco.
Yeah. That's like a telecom, right?
Exactly. And essentially we realized that we can reach every interesting enterprise around the world using this method. And it was mind-boggling because we knew what a startup has to do in order to get to NL and send, you know, sell them their products and services. So I started talking to my partner, Yuval, and I told him, listen, this is solving the biggest problem that every startup has.
Totally.
And that's the go-to-market problem. So, you know, every huge vendor built that Salesforce. You know, Cisco built that, and IBM built that, and Microsoft and Google. Why don't we build it just once, but let every startup around the world use that? So essentially, we're going to level the go-to-market playing field. Even if you're a startup, you have a great product and 20 people, you can still go to market with the same reach as Cisco would, because we are going to provide you that network that reach any enterprise.
So now I think you mentioned that, you know, you had an initial proof of concept on the platform, and then you got your funding, I guess, a year ago in August, right?
Yep.
So since, I think you said September, you've been updating the platform. Like what have you seen as far as adoption on the hunter side? And then are there any examples of how this has worked for companies?
Yeah, definitely. So first of all, so we started building the core team towards the end of 2019, and we rebuilt the product because the POC platform was something that I wrote, and I just shouldn't write code. So we hired an engineering team here in New York City, and they started rebuilding the platform while making a lot of jokes on how my code looks, which is fine. And then
sometimes you got to do these things, right? Just to get the
things. Got to do what you got to do, right? And then we, you know, we all agreed, and even when we raised the seed round, we agreed with all of the investors that the challenge in building a two-sided marketplace is first of all to create enough supply, meaning the hunters, so that when you start bringing on board the demand side, the startups, to use their services, they have something that they can use. So we knew that that's going to be the challenge, and you know, with every marketplace or two-sided marketplace, the challenge is to kickstart that marketplace. So for the first few months, we focused on testing. We tested a lot of ways to bring hunters onto the platform. Some of them cost no money, and what I call guerrilla marketing, trying to invite people on LinkedIn and trying to send emails and trying to, you know, trying to reach them in any way that you can, social media, whatever, in ways that do not cost you any money. And by the way, that's a great exercise for every company that is trying to grow. Even if you do have money, I recommend that as the first step, because first of all, it lets you know pretty quickly what's working and what's not. And it allows you to optimize the entire process once you do start spending money on paid ad campaigns. So that guerrilla marketing phase is extremely crucial. Even if you're in a hurry to you know, kickstart your growth, I recommend going through that. You're going to continue using lessons from that all throughout the you know, the life of the company. Once we did that and we had the first version of the platform ready, we kind of hit this junction where we deployed, released that new version, and we started really ramping up the paid ad campaigns just to bring hunters. We didn't advertise for startups at all. And we started seeing a nice growth on the hunter side. As a byproduct of that, we started seeing startups that are joining the platform without ever talking to us. Because the value proposition is clear and it's solving this huge problem, and we were happy to see that. And you know, we started scaling those paid ad campaigns so we could have enough connections on the platform to serve those startups. And then 3 months ago, you know, COVID-19 started, and that really boosted everything and multiplied everything on both sides.
Interesting.
So since then we've had, yeah, you know, with so many people at home, so many people, you know, losing their jobs or furloughed, people are looking to gain control over their life, you know, minimize their dependency on their day job and try to get some money any way they can.
That makes sense.
And this is a way for them that they didn't have before, that they can monetize whatever connections and relationships they have on our platform. And we're very happy to be able to provide that. So, you know, today we have thousands of hunters that sign up every month on the platform. We are around 20,000 connections that they provide on our platform. And like half of that is to, let's call them Fortune 1000 companies.
Wow, okay.
So, you know, companies with more than 10,000 employees.
So I noticed, so the model looks like, and I think, you know, the big challenge, obviously, if I'm selling into medium or enterprise business is the cost of acquisition.
Yep.
What your model is, it's about what, $1,200 to $1,500 an introduction?
And yeah, I mean, if you
depending on how many you
buy. Yeah, it's between $1,000 and $1,250, depending on whatever package you choose. But you know, for the sake of calculations, if you start buying larger packages, it's $1,000 for that introduction, and that introduction happens to you know, a qualified contact. You get some inside information from the hunter during that process. The customers that are using it so far, you know, are really happy with that because You know, anyone that ever tried to sell to large enterprises, and I have, understands that that's a really long process, even before you get that first meeting with that relevant person. I mean, one of the stories that I used to tell to anyone that would listen is that when I tried to sell to AT&T here in the United States, I think I spent 4 months before I got my first meeting there. And it's not for a lack of trying. And the guy that I met didn't even take me. I went all the way to San Antonio. He didn't even take me up to his office. We went to the cafeteria of the building.
I think I've had this experience with AT&T, by the way.
Maybe that's the AT&T experience.
I've sold to that market before.
So
I think what's interesting, and maybe it sounds, I think this sounds to me very inexpensive, because I think the alternative is, if I'm a startup and I got to hire salespeople, I'm paying them 50 to 100 grand a year plus commissions. I don't even know my sales process yet. I don't know if, you know, marketing efforts are kind of like really tough to get marketing qualified leads.
Yeah.
So I think what you're highlighting is, well, rather than investing in one salesperson and the risk of that, or 10 salespeople and the much more increased risk of that, plus investment in marketing and automation, what you're saying is I could potentially get introduced for as little as $1,000, which is probably a lot cheaper for that type of business, right? Like a business, like I don't know what the cost would be, like normal cost of acquisition.
I can tell you that the way that, you know, the VP of sales, and we're talking, I mean, we have customers that have sales teams all around the world, and they still use the platform. They actually train their sales force to use that platform to start the process.
That makes sense.
And the reason is that, you know, the VP of sales or the CEO, whoever buys the package, looks at it and says, wait, I can start 10 parallel processes in any enterprise that I choose for $10,000.
That's like a...
No, sign me up, because that's what it cost me to send two people to a conference for 2 days.
Right.
So yeah, you're right. It's not expensive. It's definitely optimizing the time to get to that first meeting, as well as the cost. So for many of our customers, it's a no-brainer.
And how does it work if I'm a hunter? Like, what's the compensation model, or is that public?
Yeah, it is absolutely public. Everything that we do is transparent. We're focusing on that first meeting to a qualified contact. And once that meeting happened, you get paid $650 for that meeting.
Wow.
Yeah, so I can tell you that we, you know, the hunters are very happy with that payment. I can tell you that for some of them, you know, the money is really important. For some of them, they just enjoy to, you know, maintain their relationships and bring value to their contacts, you know, providing them access to great new technologies, because we have some great customers, great startups. And for some, you know, that you know, we have a hunter that just this week made a couple of intros and decided to donate the money to Feed America.
Oh, wow.
Anyone can decide whatever they want to do with the money, but it's not always the money for these people. And we appreciate it, and you know, we really like it. It's been you know, every startup that used it and received an introduction to that point, even if that meeting didn't go anywhere, and that's, you know, the life of the sales process, they keep using the platform, they keep getting to enterprises, and they see it as an invaluable part of their sales team now.
So are you mostly seeing software as a service? Are there other industries that are jumping on?
We have. So the nice thing about that is the globality of it. It's not one region, even though we are focusing on North America, because most of the startups are trying to sell to North America. We have hunters in 66 different countries.
Oh, wow.
And they cover 55 different industries. And that's what's unique about this sales force that we're building. Not only it's already now one of the largest sales forces in the world, no one covers so many industries. No, I mean, even Cisco with their 10,000 account managers, they focus on 7-8 industries. And we cover 55 of them. So the startups that we have are, you know, all over the place. Medical devices, healthcare, IT, infrastructure, cloud infrastructure, storage, software as a service, products, you name it, we have it.
So if I'm a startup, what kind of describe in a couple points, like what's the experience? Like I sign up, I buy credits, what happens next?
You sign up, you buy the credits, then you set up your company's profile. Not a long process, just some contact details, and then you go to your dashboard. Once you're there, you need to create at least one introduction brief. That brief is the packaging of everything you want the hunters and then their contacts to know about your company when they decide if they want to take that introduction and take that meeting. And you can create as many of those as you need because every company can have multiple products, different industries, different collaterals, and so on. And then you have a search engine. You search for specific companies, and you can ask for an introduction to those companies, attach the right introduction brief to that introduction request. And once you click request intro, that goes to all of the hunters that are relevant for you. Relevant for you mean that they have those enterprises in their profile to the level of the department. So if you usually start your you know, sales calls to the HR or IT or CISO department, then that intro request will go to all of the hunters that have those enterprises with those departments in their profile. The hunters review that material. They can accept, decline, or ask for more information. It's all done on the platform. And once you have, once hunters accept it, the startup has a list of those hunters with their scoring, ranking on the platform, and some information on how they know that enterprise. And they just need to choose one of them to start working with them. Once they choose that hunter, we connect them. There's like a three-way chat on the platform between the startup, the hunter, and our customer success team. We get them to meet before the hunter goes to make the introduction. They get together. The hunter can learn about the startup. The startup can vet and learn about the hunter. And if they decide that everything is okay, the hunter goes to make the introduction for them.
It's super interesting. I think it's something that probably conceptually people have probably thought about for a long time, and you've made it come to life. So I want to acknowledge what you're doing because I think it's a really important space, and I think you're going to have a lot of success, and whatever I can do to help you, of course, I'm happy to do that. What I'm going to suggest is a couple of things, Noam. First of all, how do people get in touch with you?
So they can go to huntersio, hunterswithaz.io. There's a contact us there. This email is sent to our team. We'll take care of you guys if it's a startup or if it's a hunter. There's also a lot of information on the website on how it works and frequently asked questions. Take a look at that. That's a lot of info and relevant info that everyone's asking. So you can find the answers there.
Beautiful. So what I'd also like to do is I'm making a concerted effort, especially after my John Lee Dumas episode where he really emphasized niche, and my niche is automate and grow. And I think this plays right into it. So what I'd like to suggest is that we also do a video for our YouTube channel as a demo of Hunters, if you're interested in that.
Sure.
Right. We'll arrange that. We can either get a video from you or I can participate in it. It's your choice. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a great idea. And then people can see how Hunters works. I'm going to wrap with a couple quick questions. One is, how are you, Noam, and Hunters changing the world?
You know what? It's a good question. I wake up every morning and I'm thinking, hey, that's another day where I get to create the world's largest sales force that everyone can use. And that's such a huge change in the world of enterprise sales and for startups everywhere, that's our mission. You know, if in a couple of years, every startup, every company actually that will try to go to market, the first step would be to go on our platform and start their introductions using Hunters.io. That would mean for me that, you know, we did it.
I believe you're going to get really damn close. It's a really interesting idea.
I really hope so. Yeah.
So the final thing I'll wrap with is when we have interesting guests on the podcast, we like to you to nominate another interesting guest. So typically we talk more and more. I want to talk to startup entrepreneurs like yourself, particularly around automation and growth of a business. And you kind of hit both parts. Mm-hmm. So who would you, Noam, like to nominate as a future guest of the Automate and Grow podcast?
Ooh, I know a lot of good candidates for that.
You can name two if it's easier.
So there's, let's go with two. Okay.
Sure.
One of them is actually both of them are customers. But one of them I know personally. Let's start with that. There's a company called Trajectory, and this is a company that is dealing with matching cancer trials to cancer patients.
Oh, wow.
And they do that using AI, and that's a huge problem to solve, and they're trying to solve it. But that's, you know, a feel-good startup that is really trying to help people out there. And they're also a marketplace. They're trying to get cancer patients to sign up on the platform on one hand, and on the other hand, they're trying to get all of those medical centers with cancer trials to sign up and with their trials on the platform. So that's one of them. I can introduce you to the CEO of that company. She's great.
What's her name?
Story. Her name is Tzvia, and she has a very interesting story on how she got there, I think you'll be interested in talking to her.
That sounds great.
The other company is a company that's called Intellivisit, and Intellivisit is a customer that's relevant to COVID-19. Which I'm afraid is going to be relevant for a while now. They have a virtual care delivery platform. What they designed or built is a rapid assessment tool to quickly collect patient information and risk factors for COVID-19. And they had this trial or collaboration in Wisconsin. That's where they're based. Their Department of Health services, and they launched the first instance of COVID-19 rapid assessment tool. And you would imagine that, you know, with everything that's been going on, it would be easy for them to get to new hospitals and new places and you know, present them with their platform, but that's not the case. So they're using hunters to make those introductions. I think that's extremely important. I can get you together with these guys as well. It's
no problem. That's great.
Super relevant.
So we got two amazing introductions. Noam, I want to acknowledge you for the great work you're doing, and we'll stay in touch and get a demo set up for our YouTube channel so people can see how Hunters works. Is there anything we didn't touch on that we have to touch on, or are we good?
I think that we're good. I'm just happy that, you know, I just wanted to thank you for, telling our story, especially today. So many people are out of work that I'm just happy that they get to, you know, learn about us, sign up and use that to at least help a little bit.
Yeah, I love it. I love what you're doing and anything we can do to support you.
Thank you, Michael.
This has been another episode of the Automate and Grow podcast. We will see you on the next episode of Automate and Grow.